and section 505.02 of standards for repair, vacation, or demolition. The following standards shall be followed in ordering repair, vacation, or demolition. If the dangerous building can reasonably be repaired so it will no longer exist in violation of the terms of this chapter, it shall be ordered repaired. So if it can be fixed, the city will order it fixed, correct?
That's what I read.
Yes.
If the dangerous building is in such condition to make it dangerous to the health, safety, or general welfare of its occupants, it shall be ordered to be vacated and repaired. So can't live in it, needs to be fixed. In any case where a dangerous building is 50% damaged or decayed or deteriorated from its original value or structure, it shall be demolished. In all cases where a building cannot be repaired so that it will no longer exist in violation of the terms of this chapter, it shall be demolished. In all cases where a dangerous building is a fire hazard existing or erected in violation of any provision of this code or any ordinance of the city or statute of the state, it shall be repaired or demolished. So if it's not repairable over 50%, then it's got to be demolished. Dangerous buildings are nuisance, 505.030. All dangerous buildings within the terms of the section 505.010, which that defines a dangerous building of this code, are hereby declared to be public nuisances and shall be repaired, vacated, or demolished as hereinbefore and hereinafter provided.